Welcome to another episode from 1001 Classic Short Stories and Tales. One good measure of a nation's honesty is its sense of responsibility toward the law and toward its citizens. When we constantly hear of lawbreaking and malfeasance at the highest levels of government, and we allow all the lawbreakers to say, "It's not my fault," in return for immunity, and no one gets punished, we have corruption. This old Arab tale makes great reading for our times. Someone must pay. One morning, a well-known thief with a splint on his leg hobbled into a courtroom and approached the bench. "Your Honor," he began, bowing the best he could, "I have a complaint. Yesterday I was walking down the street, minding my own business, when I noticed a house with a window that was clearly unlocked. Now, who could pass by an invitation like that? Of course, I had to investigate. I climbed over the fence, made my way through the yard, and opened the window. But I was only halfway inside when the sill gave way. I tumbled to the ground, and as you can plainly see, broke my leg. Now I demand justice." The judge nodded, stroked his beard, and ordered the owner of the house to be summoned at once. "Now see here," he barked when the owner arrived. "Your window broke this man's leg as he tried to enter your house. Just what makes you think you can expose the public to a dangerous faulty window?" Well, the poor homeowner had never stood before a judge in his life, and he was frightened out of his wits. He searched his brain for an answer. "Your Honor," he pleaded, "it's not my fault. I paid the carpenter good money to build my window. He should have built it so it wouldn't fall apart." "You're right. Bring me the carpenter," the judge roared from the bench. The bailiff rounded up the carpenter. "How dare you build a window that would break a man's leg?" the judge thundered. "What's wrong with you?" The carpenter trembled and shifted from foot to foot. "Your Honor," he faltered, "perhaps I did not build the window quite as well as I should, but it wasn't my fault. The truth is, I was feeling ill the day I nailed it together. I had eaten a pie from the baker's shop, and it upset my stomach." The judge slammed down his fist. "We'll get to the bottom of this," he promised. "Bring me the baker." The baker found himself dragged into court. "I hear you're baking bad pies," the judge said. "The carpenter says you sold him a pie which made him sick, which made the window bad, which broke this man's leg." The baker shook his head. "I remember the day I sold him the pie," he said. "It's true, Your Honor, that perhaps the pie was only half-baked. Perhaps I put in a pinch too much of this or a smidgen too much of that. But that's because when I was making it, a beautiful woman came into the shop to buy pastries. And you should have seen the dress she had on. I've never seen such a dress. They shouldn't be allowed to wear them like that in public. So, of course, Your Honor, I may not have paid quite enough attention to my pies." "We'll see about this," shouted the judge. "Find that woman." The woman was located. The judge told her how she had broken a man's leg. "But, Your Honor," she protested, "as the baker himself admitted, the dress caught his eye, not me. The dressmaker is the one to blame."
"Arrest the dressmaker,"
the judge ordered. The dressmaker was hauled before the bench. "What do you mean by corrupting the public this way?" the judge demanded. "Your dress has made this woman turn this baker's head, which made his pies bad, which made the carpenter ill, which made his window frame bad, which broke this poor man's leg. What do you have to say for yourself?" But the dressmaker was not a speech maker. He stammered and stuttered and could think of nothing at all to say. The judge ordered him hanged. The bailiff looked the condemned man up and down. "He's a big one, Your Honor," he suggested. "I'm afraid he'll be too tall for our gallows. His feet will just land on the ground." "So find a shorter dressmaker and hang him instead," the judge stormed. "Someone must pay, after all." Then he ordered the woman to wear something else, and the baker to pay attention to his pies, and the carpenter to fix the window, and the owner to keep it locked. But a lock is nothing to a thief. As soon as his leg healed, the plaintiff went back to the house and, knowing the window was safe now, broke in and took whatever he wanted. Thanks for joining us at 1001 Classic Short Stories and Tales. You can catch all our episodes at www.1001storiespodcast.com or subscribe at iTunes Podcast. Just go to your Apple apps, search for the podcast app, and search 1001. You'll find both our shows, and subscribing is free. 1001 Heroes, Legends, Histories, and Mysteries is one of our shows, and 1001 Classic Short Stories and Tales is our second. This is your host and storyteller, John Hagedorn. Thanks for listening.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.